T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Dee Snider, our friend, is on the hotline right now from New York City, and tons of stuff going on. Not only does he have the new record for The Love of Metal, he's got another new record, Sick Mother Effers, live in the USA, coming out on Friday. And then he's playing Mexico City this weekend at Force Fest, like this giant festival with him and Zombie and Lamb of God. Like,
that will be so good. Trust me, this new album's so great. It really is, man. I mean, from I'm Ready, that one I love. I like American Made a lot. Tomorrow's No Concern, it's just that was the first one that I really liked that a lot. It's just Become the Storm is really great.
Yep.
Of course, the new live stuff is, listen. And Mexico City, oh my God, that will be
talking about a sing along.
I mean, mayhem.
Born March 15th in Massapequa, New York, we first met him as the front man for multi-platinum legends Twisted Sister, but he's since gone on to become a one-man media empire, from film and reality television to the Broadway stage, to crusading for free speech against the PMRC, to hosting his own syndicated radio show. He recently released an amazing new solo album, For the Love of Metal, and this Friday we'll see the release of a new live album, Sick Motherfuckers, live in the USA. Please welcome rock legend and friend of the show, Dee Snider.
Mexico City, my friend, that's going to be goddamn ridiculous.
Force Fest, it's this serious metal show. Slayer's there, and Hatebreed's there, and Zombie's there, and System of the Down's there. Everybody's there. But you know what everybody's talking about? Effing Snider, brother, and For the Love of Metal. Seriously, it's like the headline in every paper. They're like freaking out over the new record down there. It's awesome.
Well, they love metal. I mean, that's one of the things I love about Central and South America is they're just so in love with metal, and they're not afraid to get out and be a part of it in the crowds. I mean, they're always amazing. They'll be. What do they estimate in terms of crowd size?
You know what? I haven't asked, but this is one of the biggest festivals down there. And you know these things. They go 30, 40, 50, 70, 90,000 people.
Sure.
It's, you know, metal is massive. And with that lineup, that three-day festival, it's the best of the best. So I'm dying to get down there. The last time I played there was Twisted Sister's last show ever, 2 years ago. So I'm coming back hard for the Love of Metal now.
And so this retirement thing is really going swimmingly for you.
Yeah. We built that house in the Caribbean. The pictures look great.
Yes.
Right on the beach. You can see sunrise in the pictures. They look great. Mm-hmm. The only thing missing is me on the beach.
Yes, exactly.
You know what? I'm happy to not be retired.
Yeah. Listen, guys like you don't ever retire because you never liked relaxing in the first place. So why would you think relaxing all the time would be fun?
You know, I do other things. You know, I write and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Down there, I do a lot of writing and creating. But I didn't think that there was a place for me in the contemporary music scene. And Jamie Jasta showed me that I was wrong. So that's Suzette, my wife. She says, dude, you're grinning like the Cheshire Cat. He said, because I look at the Spotify, and it's 18 to 58. It's not a bunch of 40 or 50-somethings only. It's not a retro thing. I'm number one on the metal charts, not the hair metal charts. You know, so it just stunned me. And it's just a pleasant surprise of my life, actually.
Well, yeah, well, think about it. And you correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that you'd settled into being very comfortable with what Twisted was, and it ran its course, and you brought it back to just the right amount, and you'd kind of settled into doing other stuff, television shows, radio, you know, and podcasts and books, and you were comfortable with putting it in its place. So that, you know, music wasn't over for you, but that chapter was. So to be in this place now, I think, was so unexpected, man. And just, who knew?
That was Jamie Josta. I mean, he saw it as clear as daylight. I mean, I call him, I said, dude, you literally predicted this. What are you, like, psychic or something? He said, see, I see a place for you. We've lost some heroes. Others are retiring. People, you know, are aging out. Meanwhile, you've been doing concerts shaming 20-year-olds. And he says, and if you put out the right record, it's waiting for you. It's waiting for you. And I thought he was insane, and he wasn't. He was spot on.
Ah, this will be such a fun winter and into next summer, and it's just going to go. And see, and people don't realize, D has always been in great shape because D doesn't drink. He never has done any drugs whatsoever, and he's always stayed in shape because that's what it took to be what you guys had to be on stage. And so you've never lost that. Like, there were no fat years for D.
No, there's no fat Elvis photos.
Yeah.
There's no fat Elvis photos. Yeah, you know, I mean, just my lifestyle has paid off for me long term. I'm blessed. But like you said, it's, you know, I was fine. I thought that, look, I was done with music, so to speak. But then it turned out that I was not. And we're going back in the studio, because now that I found my place.
Right.
You know, because I've done some other things, I tried some other things, they didn't connect. But this is home for me, man. I love metal, you know that. And I'm OG, man. And so we're going back in the studio this winter, recording the follow-up record. So by the time we hit next spring, I'm going to be two albums deep. Snyder solo.
That'd be great.
And it's going to be hard.
Well, and that's the thing is, you've never lost the fire, the anger, the hatred of hypocrisy, the truth. And I think that's the same stuff that's firing you today. And that's what you have to have. I think others lose it. I think for some people, the flame goes out.
Well, you know, it is true. And I'm going to be totally honest because, you know, I always am to a fault sometimes. But
yeah.
But am I a happy guy? Yeah. Am I a well-adjusted guy? Yeah. Am I successful? Yeah. What do I have to be mad about? Nothing. But there are people there who need my voice. And this is what Jamie said. And I realized that they need that voice. They need my attitude. They need me to say it for them. And I can certainly, I have not forgotten the pain. And I have not forgotten what people have to deal with in this life. So I can be that voice. And with this record, people say I am being that voice for them, and I'm happy to do that.
No, I absolutely believe the same, man. Listen, brother, I know they got you running hard, and I'm glad to see it. I love you, and we'll catch up very, very soon. I hope you have a great show in Mexico City, that Fourth Fest. I cannot wait to see the video of it.
Yeah, man, and just to quickly say that SNS Live, no idea it was being released, so I saw it tweeted. You know, this just shows how successful I am now, because suddenly there's a Twisted release, SNS Live, things coming out that I didn't even know were coming out, because, hey, he's back, let's pile some stuff on. So it's just a sign of the time. It's okay.
Well, I know, but you know what? I heard it, and it sounds really good, though, man. I mean, I didn't know you were surprised by it, but you know what? Here's the best part. It sounds really good live.
It was the first show I did after Twisted quit in 87. It was the first time I played Twisted stuff again. It was like 8 years later. So that was the first time I ever did it. So it was a good night. And it's something, it captured something there. But, hey, dude, you know, Jake, call me. We'll set it up. We'll have a longer convo.
Right on. I love you, man. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.